of high traffic. So I'm going to say a lot of our wonderfully supportive northern
folks. Lady,
the time
has come to be refreshed.
Whoop, there we go. We still have a few. I don't think we see a lot of departures until after Easter.
All right, yeah.
You know, that's what I've looked
after
at.
Easter.
When I was actively involved in, you know, in a church situation, that was sort of our cutoff by Easter, that a lot of people had gone. And then by Pentecost, which we celebrated on our church calendar, by then everyone was gone.
All right, the number 772-221-1100. We're going to go to Trevor Banks, going to go to his program right now, and phone lines are open. Give us a call right here, 772-221-1100.
As our conference speaker, Pastor Lisa Reeves of Detroit, Michigan.
What I'm saying is there's an urgency, women, and it is for us to know who we are.
You don't want to miss it, ladies, so save the date now. Friday, May 2nd and Saturday, May 3rd, Resurrection Life's Women's Conference being held at the Havard L. Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. For registration information, call 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
We know Jesus loves everybody, right? There's nobody he doesn't love, but no, this is specifically spoken or stated that he loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. In essence, they were close to him. The disciples, there were 12. These weren't the part of the 12, but they were dear to him. They were intimate friends of his. He loved them dearly. I have a book, and maybe someone else has it. Someone bought it for me. I forget who it was, but I had it years and years ago. I lost it. I mentioned it, and then someone bought it and gave it to me back. It's a little book. It's called The Archaeological Writing of the Sanhedrin and the Talmud of the Jews. It's a little book with a big title. But it touches in there the life of Jesus before his public ministry. And it's written from the Talmud and the Sanhedrin and those scribes and scholars of that day. In a portion of that book, they were looking for Jesus. These Sanhedrin were looking for him to question him, to find out if indeed this was the Christ. And one of the chapters follows them through as they are asking. They go to visit a well-known scribe, and the scribe begins to describe Jesus and says, ultimately, indeed, this is the Christ. But he didn't know where he was. So they go another place. Then they go another place, and they're asking all these people if indeed this was Christ. Finally, they visit Mary and Martha, and Jesus is not there, nor is Lazarus, but they have gone somewhere together. And they too have the testimony that this is indeed the Christ. The chapter ends with a prophetic word, from, I believe it was the book of Zechariah. Don't quote me on that. But it says, and they shall search for him, but they shall not find him. And that's exactly what they were doing. They were searching for him. So I just wanted to emphasize that Jesus was very close to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Okay? So it says in verse 6, and when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Now, Lazarus has died now. The first day that he heard, Lazarus died. Then he abode 2 more days. And then on the 4th day, he finally leaves. So Lazarus is dead. The moment Jesus hears it, Lazarus dies, but he abides 2 more days. Look at somebody and tell them, on purpose.
On purpose.
Come on, somebody say, delayed.
Delayed.
on purpose. Could your delay be on purpose? Could it possibly that God has delayed some things that are very, very dear to you, or that are very important to your life or your destiny, but he's delayed it on purpose? Look at somebody again and tell him he'll never be too late. So sometime in the process of delay, God has to deal with things that are going on in your mind. I said, God has to deal with things that are going on in your mind. Amen. That anxiety, that fearfulness that it'll never work out. Sometimes it's complaining. Sometimes it's murmuring. Sometimes you even blame God. Or you'll blame somebody else. Or you'll make excuses. Or you'll be threatening God, you're going to turn back. All the above. You confused. You want to cry. You want to moan. You want to pine. See, God's got to deal with all that stuff. Because, see, you didn't know it was there until the delay came. Where he at? All this waiting. The Lord waited 2 more days on purpose. What you have to understand is that what seems to be that death or that delay is not a denial. It's unto the glory of God. But see, if you've not been transformed, you know, you kind of know that, but that ain't what you're experiencing right now. You mad with everybody. Let me tell you something. He'll purge us. Them hidden things in the heart. That self-hate, where you get the feeling like, well, you ain't worthy anyway. I shouldn't even believe God for this because I know it wasn't gonna happen. Yeah, you'd be surprised at people that carry self-hate. Just when God about to break through for them, they shoot themselves in the foot. All right, let's read on. What verse was that? I'll stop that. 6. Then after that, he said to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you. And you going back through there? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. Two things God was showing me when Jesus said, if you walk in the day, you won't stumble. You see, even though there seems to be a divine delay, if you'll continue to walk in the right attitude, and allow God to do whatever he's doing, but keep the right attitude, the right mindset. Don't throw away your belief system. Arrest those thoughts. Make them quality thoughts and not, you know, thoughts in the gutter. If you walk in that light, you won't stumble. You'll find that you are in God's time. Did you hear that? You will find ultimately that you are moving in God's time, even though according to your time, it seemed like a delay. Jesus said there are 12 hours in a day. When I move, I'm moving in the spirit. And even though they sought to stone me in Judea, we going back through Judea because I'm walking in God's time. Another thing God said, when you're walking in his time, when you're busy about the master's business, can't nobody take you out. I don't care what they want to do, what their plans are. He said, listen, it's 12 hours a day. We got work to do. You mean tell me you're scared to go through Judea? We got work to do. The Judeans can't take us out. We walk right through the Judea. Why? Because there's work to do. Stop being afraid when you know God's not finished with you yet. Should have had a better response than that. See, some of y'all think God is finished with you, but he ain't through with you yet. I said, he ain't through with you yet. So when you know that God's not through with you, you must understand the devil can't take you out. But see, you got to get transformed in your mind to understand that your race is not complete yet. Everybody ain't heard your testimony yet. Everybody's not touched the glory on your life yet. Amen. There, you got to testify in Rome, Paul. Paul said, listen, let everybody tell everybody to abide in the ship. Because I know the ship can't go down. Because God told me I got to testify in Rome. So whatever happens to the ship, we're going to make it to Rome. Tell somebody, I'm going to make it. Can't nobody take me out. I got work to do. My assignment's not complete yet. You better act like you know that. And stop being so wishy-washy. He loves me, he loves me. I know he loves you. You got to make up your mind. I got work to do. And the devil can't hold me. Death can't hold me. Disease can't hold me. The government can't hold me. Amen. Nothing can stop what God is doing. Tell somebody, I'm his instrument. I'm his battle axe. I'm his weapon of war. You are his mouthpiece. You better open your big mouth. Ha! Open that mouth. Some of us, I just heard Holy Spirit say, some of us need to get back to making decrees. Saying things in your quiet time with the Lord. Saying things. Saying what the word says about you. Say this with me. I am God's child. I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. I am forgiven of all my sin, and I'm washed in the blood. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. All things are new. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. I am washed in the blood. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. I'm running this race with patience. You need to start saying stuff that God has said about you. Want some more though? Dig it out of the word. Just take the word and say what the word says about you. That's that two-edged sword. So Jesus said, no, we're going through Judea. Now Thomas is the one said, we're going to die with him.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Talking to one another is probably the most effective way of communicating.